This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is deeply disturbed by the dramatic loss of life in several hospitals in the Gaza Strip, his spokesman said on Tuesday.
In the name of humanity, the Secretary General calls for an immediate ceasefire.
Spokesman Stefan Duharik at UN headquarters in New York City. Israel's foreign minister said on Tuesday Secretary General Guterres was not fit to head the global body, saying he had not done enough to condemn militant group Hamas and was too close to Iran. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Palestinian authorities have proposed a Red Cross-supervised evacuation of a hospital beset by fighting in Gaza, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Health officials warn the only way to save 36 newborns trapped there will be to call a ceasefire and transport them out of the besieged territory. After days of battles with Palestinian militants, Israeli forces have encircled Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. Hundreds of patients, medical staff, and displaced people are trapped there with dwindling supplies and without electricity to run incubators and other equipment. Gaza's largest hospital has emerged as a symbol of Palestinian suffering in the war between Israel and Hamas that extends far beyond its walls. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Heavy rain in Gaza on Tuesday brought new concerns and challenges for Palestinians, many of whom are homeless and living in makeshift tents after weeks of Israeli bombardment. The World Health Organization said last week Gaza faced an increased risk of disease spreading because Israeli air bombardments had disrupted the health system, limited access to clean water, and caused people to crowd in shelters. This is VOA News. The United States is hosting the annual APEC Summit of World Leaders this week. Leaders from the 21-member Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group are gathering in San Francisco, California to talk trade and economic growth across the Pacific region. VOA's Lori London reports.
The main summit event will be on the sidelines, where President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are expected to have a face-to-face meeting Wednesday. But White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says while the Biden summit with China's leader may get all the attention,
President Biden will be doing a lot more than just meeting with President Xi. He'll be welcoming leaders from across the Asia Pacific for APEC Economic Leaders Week at a moment when the most dynamic economic region in the world is looking to the United States as the leading economy in the world.
Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Local authorities and civil society leaders say extremist link rebels killed at least 44 villages in Congo's volatile eastern region during separate attacks that started on Sunday night. Eastern Congo has been ravaged by conflict for decades as more than 120 armed groups fight for control of valuable mineral resources and sometimes try to protect their communities. Mass killings by rebels are frequent. The violence has sent nearly 7 million people fleeing their homes. A razor-thin margin between Liberia's incumbent president and his main rival mean expectations are high for a close contest as the West African country headed to the polls for a runoff vote on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Liberians queued from early on Tuesday for a runoff election in which it feels like every vote could count.
We came here to vote, our choice.
The race for the presidency was, in the first round of voting, neck and neck. But neither incumbent President George Weah nor former Vice President Joseph Boakai managed to get the 50% of votes needed for outright victory. With former soccer star Weah on 43.83% in that vote and Boakai on 43.44%, this second round is expected to be closely fought.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A federal judge on Tuesday rejected efforts by major social media companies to dismiss nationwide litigation accusing them of illegally enticing and then addicting millions of children to their platforms, damaging their mental health. A U.S. district judge in California ruling against Google, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Snap. I'm Joe Ramsey.